Okay, so your name's Loz and you work at the Claremont Pub in Mossad, and I have to say a really big thank you for taking the time to speak to me today. Very kind of you. So what we're here to talk about, as I explained to you, we're doing a project for Legacy about the 50-year history of the carnival, and I believe you or somebody connected to you has some kind of dance school for young people that has performed at the carnival a number of times.
Yes, I run the Climate Exclusive. And it's for children. So you have some children with hidden disabilities. You've got some children that don't have confidence. Just before lockdown, me and my two friends decided to put a group together.
How many young people in the last few years tend to take part in the parade? Where do you join the parade? I suppose you join it somewhere and then end up at the carnival. But where do you normally join the parade from?
We do the parade from out Central Park.
And does all those young people appear on stage at the same time, or do you select a few to go on stage?
So what we do is we give them the option. Do the option as if they want to do it, or if they don't want to do it. We don't make it how they feel. So they could be practicing every week, up for it, and then come that day they could feel they can't do it. I don't make them do it. So we have, like, say 50 children, but not all 50 children will go on stage. They have the option. The same with carnival. If they don't want to dance but they want to be part of it, I'm happy for them to put that costume on and walk in it. Or if they want to be in the parade and feel they can't wear that costume, then they'll wear a T-shirt with our colours. It's what makes them comfortable.
Okay. Tell me, the 3 years you've been on, what kind of dances, what kind of shows have you put on over those 3 years?
So we do St. George's Parade. We brought the Caribbean into St. George's Parade because it should be part of it. That was a good event, a Windrush event for the few of them. The carnival is soca. It's based on soca, and that's what they mainly do practice.
And I suppose all the parents go along, the proud parents go along to support them each year.
Yeah, it's nice to see the support from the parents. Don't get me wrong, it's not been easy. It's been a bit stressful, but at the end result, when you put it all together, it's worth it. And it's nice to see the parents smile and see the proudness they have of their children. Hard work pays off.
How long does the stage, before, bearing in mind, you know, you've got young people as young as 3, which is a very young age, and as you said yourself, a lot of them have got anxiety and emotional problems. How long does the performance last when you're on stage at the carnival?
To be honest with you, I feel that what they do is they try and do accommodate us. They do try and get them on first, or at least second. Last year, there was a lot of waiting around, but it's not just our group, and we get that. I don't think the performance is too long. I think it's just about right. It's more the waiting time.
Yeah.
But in that meantime, while you're waiting, you're able to have a chill out from performing on the road, having something to eat, and only giving it your best. So once they get on that stage, they absolutely love it. It's the build-up, obviously, and to win runners up, it is a big improvement.
Well, just to be there is a big improvement. The fact that you're taking young people with anxiety and problems like that, and they're prepared to go and put themselves on display in front of all those people at the carnival.
Don't get me wrong, we can be on the road and you can get a child that can be a bit overwhelming. But the support, we have so much support from parents, volunteers, like my mum and stepdad from the Claremont. They support us, and it's nice. It's like the community support us. It's nice, and it's what we need.